In the year 2000, a U.S. military civilian employee in Seoul, South Korea, ordered a Korean subordinate to dump a large amount of formaldehyde into a sewer pipe leading to the Han River. The incident aroused violent anti-American sentiment in Korea and led to the birth of a monster movie called The Host. Film critic David Edelstein has a review.
The Korean hit The Host is built like your standard-issue Grade B giant monster attacks a city picture, but its tone is all over the map. Now it's a horror movie, now a dark political satire, now a dysfunctional family psychodrama that's like a grisly reworking of Little Miss Sunshine. I have friends who were bugged by its mad shifts in tone, but that's what I enjoyed, the switchback ride from pathos to farce to gut-bucket exploitation. It turns out that the marauding giant monster genre is fabulously elastic. You can learn a lot about a society by how it copes with a marauding giant monster. Describing this particular monster is a challenge. It's kind of a slithery, bounding, mandibled, squid-like reptile with nasty fangs. It seems to relish gobbling people down. It also seems to relish regurgitating their bones in front of horrified onlookers. One more thing. It's American, insofar as it was born of formaldehyde dumped into the Han River on the orders of a military officer played by Scott Wilson. The director and co-writer, Bong Joon-ho, does not depict the U.S. military presence on the Korean peninsula with affection. Not only does the American-spawned creature wreak havoc on Korean leisure activities, the virus it apparently hosts triggers a secondary chamber of horrors. People who've been exposed are rounded up and quarantined, with American army doctors leading the charge. But the heart of the host is a family saga. The monster carries off an adolescent girl named Hun So, and please forgive my Korean pronunciation. The creature is pissed off at the girl's father, Gang Do, a pudgy ne'er-do-well with dyed blonde hair and narcolepsy, who nonetheless clobbered it with a heavy pole while it was chomping some sunbathers. The beast keeps the girl alive amid the corpses, future meals, in its sewer lair, but she gets hold of a cell phone and calls her dad, who's unfortunately in medical quarantine. In the unstable society of the host, family is the only thing you can rely on. The problem is that Hun So's family is nuts. Much of The Host revolves around the father's effort to escape his American captors and rescue his daughter, but he and his brother and sister are borderline inept. The brother is a perpetual student who's never gotten over the ineffectual pro-democracy riots of his youth. The sister is a near-champion archer, brilliant until it's time to let the last arrow fly when she's paralyzed. This family, along with the elderly father, and their Looney Tunes passions, which are staged to look both genuine and ridiculous, nudges the movie out of the B-monster class and into weirder territory. As scary as the monster is a demented American surgeon played by Paul Lazar, who for political cover-up reasons wants to give Gang Do some kind of lobotomy. I've made The Host sound like a romp, but it's actually pretty grim. People we care about don't survive, and it's hard to shake off the first sight of the creature in the far distance, hanging from the side of a bridge like a pupa, then sliding into the water and gliding toward the shore of the riverfront park, to the oohs and ahs of the people on their picnic blankets who rush over and throw food to it, not realizing they're about to become its food. But the reason The Host transcends the genre is that it's a funhouse mirror reflection of its country's deepest anxieties, a cauldron in which resentment of the U.S., a younger generation's feeling of powerlessness, and a zest for monster movies mingle and give birth to a mandibled, slithery, squid-like, carnivorous reptile. It's utterly absurd, but it has the tang of social realism.
David Edelstein is film critic for New York Magazine.